Tempers flared.
Order, order, order.
It was a case of claim and counterclaim.
Many of his colleagues had dual membership, or was he some sort of Colonel Blimp, didn't realise they were out killing Catholics while he was doing his duty?
That was Sinn Féin's Pat Sheehan. This was the Ulster Unionist Tom Elliott.
He hasn't the courage the way he sneaked behind ditches when he was in the Provisional IRA. Is that what he wants to continue to do?
Sinn Féin demanded a retraction, as did the DUP, complaining about buckets of bile coming from the opposite benches. This breakdown of parliamentary procedure occurred during a DUP-led debate on the role of the police ombudsman. David McIlveen spoke on behalf of his party.
I believe the powers of the police ombudsman have gone far too far.
The DUP MLA called on the Justice Minister to limit the powers of the ombudsman, whose role, he argued, was to investigate current complaints, not historical cases. The Alliance Party's Stuart Dixon said dealing with past inquiries had become a toxic mix.
The office is quite often used to pursue particular political agendas in the name of one section of the community or another.
The SDLP and Sinn Féin both produced amendments calling for existing and former police officers to be compelled to cooperate with the police ombudsman's investigations. That's when the sparks began to fly. Sinn Féin's Catriona Ruan ridiculed the reluctance to sign up to the idea on unionist benches.
The people opposite, who bay at us regularly about the rule of law, suddenly want to depart from the rule of law, and they're worried about the threat of interview.
But Paul Given of the DUP insisted this was a red line issue for his party.
Any proposal brought forward by the Minister for Justice to legally compel retired officers, we will use our veto and we will block it. It will not happen.
Both the Sinn Féin and SDLP amendments were defeated.
Order. It is time for questions to the Office of the First Minister and the Deputy First Minister.
The DUP seems to be adopting a similar hardline attitude when it comes to the stalled planning bill. Last month, the SDLP Environment Minister withdrew the proposed legislation because of a series of controversial amendments. These changes would allow the First and Deputy First Ministers to oversee the setting up of special economic planning zones. The Ulster Unionist Michael Copeland had this suggestion for Peter Robinson.
Would he agree with me that given these facts, the original bill without the amendments is probably better than no bill at all?
No, the First Minister didn't agree. Peter Robinson said the planning changes were part of the economic pact signed with Number 10. He said he wanted to try and work things out with the SDLP Environment Minister. Failing that, though, he hinted at the possibility of bringing forward a private member's bill to get the changes through. But Mr Robinson did acknowledge the need for cross-party consensus when it came to the ongoing Haas talks. The former US envoy, Dr Richard Haas, has flown back into Belfast to chair the negotiations. The issue wasn't cost, but compromise, said Peter Robinson, adding that parties would have to roll up their sleeves.
And that depends very largely on whether they're going to retreat into old ways because there's an election or two coming up next year, or whether they are prepared to look at what's in the best long-term interest.
Now, could the Civic Forum have sorted out the problems of parades, flags and the past? The SDLP suggested that the current Haas talks might not have been necessary had the forum already been back in business. Critics dismissed the idea, calling the old Civic Forum an ineffective talking shop. An exasperated Dolores Kelly of the SDLP asked what the assembly was.
If one thinks that the Civic Forum at a cost of $500,000 could be an expensive talking shop, I think they need to look more introspectively at their own contribution and what their role has been here.
The SDLP won the day. The motion calling for the Civic Forum to be re-established was passed, just. But then a similar motion was voted through earlier this year and the party is still waiting.